And artificial sterility, we may either prevent our natural fertility or set it under a quasi-industrial production. And only by envisioning what the potential could be, it does not take much effort to second its outstanding growth. And only by daring in nature we can overcome the frustration accumulated in our social vegetating. And once the parameters have been established according to the income, the outcome never ceases to be produced. And we shall make the most of all circumstances, acknowledging that they will never be forever. And rather than bury ourselves being retroactive, we shall elevate ourselves being most proactive. And only with our most engagement, our commandment can fully take effect. And we ought to be fully sincere with our nature in order to succeed without any consequences. And the only way to keep our natural resources alive is to observe a schedule to escape the artificial immersion. And the only directions that we are ready to embark are the ones that we have personally reached. And while society may exalt our superficiality, it certainly oppresses our most intimate feelings. And the very structure we impose on our existence can turn into the very fuel that will make it drive. And by channeling all the resources to the wall of society, we fail to power its very human elements. And as soon as the natural virginity is lost, any sense of respect forever ceases. And as the mainstream predominates with its media, truth can only succeed through the minor streaming of a partisan, and we can only be meaningful on one end if we have endured the opposite end. And we shall keep on cultivating our spiritual intention, as it is the most influential factor in our existences. And the less resources we dedicate to our existential needs, the more are left for our dissipation. And as long as we pursue in the midst of our spiritual effort, we are always to find an elevation. And even the smallest of seeds, under the heaviest of pressure, will succeed to blossom out of his own willing. And we shall leave our present as in a breeze of constant changes that rhythmically take place. And the overwhelming exposure to social media can only be subdued by an intimate self-impression. And the fortune of people in what is mundane is their misfortune in what is most spiritual. And the sensibility that is capable to exalt what is most pure is equally capable to exalt the most corrupted. And the excitement of discoveries refreshing our being can still be experienced where nature has been followed and not overrun. and we shall not block with our willing to possess the peaks to the sublime, but at all times facilitate its access. And unless our strive is a noble one, human nature will always keep on rotating the swords of our luck. And while a noble spirit will emphasize something as such, an evil spirit will compromise it with its very opposite. And intuition will always lead men to discover their true nature by facing that of many others. And what could be enjoyed by many is kept secluded by few until their ferocity is prevailed. And only through our meditation and without any boosting, the result will come at due time. And we slowly start giving up our intolerance, and progressively all brutality becomes tolerant. And the compromise at large is to maintain our natural side while keeping up escalating society. And no matter how struggling it may result, some novelty is always needed for the regeneration of what has corrupted. And as long as the flow persists, even in the smallest of streams, life becomes most bearable. And to follow the natural course will always be a way to avoid human mistakes. And once our ambition breaks with our sense of poetry, we lose the meaning that will allow us to carry on. In our attempt to preserve things by sealing with the most durable surface is the quickest guarantee that these things will soon perish. And the essence of our willing is always a strive to our spiritual being. As we are not likely to follow the main path in the artificial, we are likely to follow and respect the main path in nature. And in every of our explorations, we have to make sure that the highest peak has been reached. And all attempts to artificially preserve the organic result in its quick decadence. And where something is erected, something else is made fall for its sake. And one has to retreat to nature in order to find his real function. And sooner or later, humans are always to abuse the extent of the powers given by their machines. And in a state of irrational agitation, one is always to be faithful that a state of rational tranquility is always to overcome. And we stress out to meet the artificial rhythm rather than adapting ourselves to the natural one. Everything can gather meaning as long as we can carry it along with our existential burden. And peace is only a temporary state we experience as we get conscious of our imminent departure. And how are we supposed to suspend ourselves from the artificial streaming through our heads if not by disconnecting it? and only a lack of experience is naive enough to regret our present condition with any other foreign condition. And whatever we mean to communicate is always retransformed to readapt to the fluency of whatever medium we plan to adopt. And we are always devising complicated artifacts disguising what we really wish to communicate ourselves. And as the media allows us to get together with something on one side, it divides us with something other in a different side. And as we find it difficult to get rid of nature for real, we execute it through the virtual. And our political outrage is yet another manifestation of our existential dissatisfaction. And in the social homogenization, we either grow quick ephemerals or concentrate in the seed of a noble plant. And there's nothing left but to endure our natural defects and use them as a reference for what is to be avoided. And we are no longer asked to act as members of a society, but to enact as its representative. And instead of using as reference the prejudice for what we don't want to accomplish, we shall use as a reference the method for what we want to accomplish.